From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia and Spain in negotiations to build 10 surveillance ships. Indonesian government ensures aid for Gaza can enter border. Now the news in detail. Indonesia is exploring collaboration with the government of Spain for building 10 surveillance ships through foreign loan or foreign grant scheme. Director General of Marine and Fish Resources Monitoring, Maritime Affairs and Fisheries Ministry, Rear Admiral Adin Nur Awaludin, in Jakarta on Friday, as quoted by Antara State News Agency, said this was still in the process of negotiation. According to Nur Awaludin, the government is planning to build 10 ships to comply with the domestic component level requirements. To accord with these rules, of the 10 units, 4 will be built in Spain while the rest in Indonesia. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Foreign Ministry, Lalu Muhammad Iqbal, stated on Friday that the government would ensure that humanitarian aid from Indonesia could enter Gaza. However, Iqbal did not divulge details on what items would be sent to Gaza, but confirmed that Indonesia would not provide aid that would make it difficult to enter Gaza, such as water filters or oxygen cylinders. Regarding the technical aspects of sending aid, he noted that humanitarian aid from Indonesia would be sent from Jakarta to El Arish Airport in Egypt, which is the closest to Gaza. From the airport, aid will be handed over to the Egyptian Red Crescent to be distributed to Gaza through the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees and the International Committee of the Red Cross as two humanitarian agencies operating in Gaza. The Indonesian government is ready and committed to facilitating the establishment of international cooperation in the development of artificial intelligence in the hopes of making the advanced technology more inclusive to all countries. Deputy Minister of Communication and Informatics Nezar Patria made the statement while leading the country's delegation at the 2023 Artificial Intelligence Safety Summit in London, the United Kingdom. According to Patria, in a written statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Friday, Indonesia supports cooperation, especially South-South cooperation, in the hopes of realizing a more inclusive and beneficial AI development. Center of Reform of Economics Indonesia researcher Yusuf Randy Manilet stated that expansion of the cross-border payment system of Quick Response Code Indonesia Standard, or CRIS, can support tourism activities. Manilet said on Friday, CRIS can have an impact on the economy through an increase in foreign tourist visits to Indonesia. He explained that foreign tourists from countries that adopt the CRIS system can easily shop or conduct transactions in Indonesia without the need to harbor concerns about not having sufficient cash. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Hezbollah leader Syed Hassan Nasrallah, speaking for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war erupted, warned on Friday, November the 3rd, that if Israel did not stop its assault on Gaza, then fighting on the Lebanese front could turn into a wider war. As reported by CNA.com, today Hezbollah, a strong military force said to be backed by Iran, has been engaging Israeli forces along the Lebanon-Israel border in the deadliest escalation since it fought a war with Israel in 2006. Singapore will propose a new law to regulate significant investment, be it local or foreign, into entities that are critical to the country's national security interests. Singaporean Ministry of Trade and Industry said on Friday, as quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the significant investment review bill set to be introduced at next week's parliament sitting, among others, will require those identified as critical entities to notify or seek approval from the authorities for ownership or control changes. This week, the U.S. State Department confirmed that Washington's plan to refurbish and extend the Lobita Corridor, a railway that will run through mineral-rich Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo to an Atlantic port in Angola, it's moving full stream ahead. As quoted by VOA.com, such ambitious infrastructure investments by other powers in Africa have been derailed in the past. For years, China has tried, with mixed results, to increase its influence in Africa and boost trade connectivity by investing in ports and railways. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oh,
The first news comes from the city of Solo, Central Java. The city of Solo, Central Java has successfully entered the UNESCO Creative Cities Network for the crafts and folk arts sector. This was confirmed by the mayor of Surakarta or Solo, Gibran Rakabuming Raka, in Solo, Central Java Wednesday. Previously, Solo had twice failed to be nominated for the UNESCO Creative Cities Network. Last year, with the help from the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy, the city of Solo advanced into the UNESCO Creative Cities Network. The Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, said that if an area is included in the UNESCO Creative Cities Network, the ecosystem will continue to be monitored by UNESCO. According to him, this was done so that artists continue to preserve the performing arts, culture, and other creative activities held in the area. The next news comes from Surabaya, East Java. Erlangga University and the Taipei Economic and Trade Office in Surabaya are collaborating to hold a Taiwanese higher education exhibition on the campus on November the 1st and 2nd. University of Erlangga Chancellor Professor Muhammad Nasi, in his opening remarks, said that the event held on his campus was not just an exhibition, but implemented cooperation and collaboration with universities in Taiwan. On the occasion, Director General of Taipei Economic and Trade Office in Surabaya, Isaac C. Chiu, said he saw many Indonesian students studying in Taiwan. He explained that there were many types of scholarships offered at this exhibition, one of which was from Taiwanese ministry institutions. Meanwhile, Chair Professor of Asia University Taiwan, Yinghui Chen, said there is a new program that provides 100% scholarships in Taiwan. Students can get tuition fees, including housing, and get the opportunity to do internships in industry and earn a salary. The 2023 Taiwan Education Exhibition brought together 14 Taiwanese universities. Apart from that, they opened 54 free scholarships for Surabaya people who are interested in studying there. The latest news comes from Depok, West Java. The University of Indonesia and Durham University, England, signed a Memorandum of Understanding Wednesday to establish more intensive education cooperation and scientific research collaboration in various fields, especially related to climate change. The University of Indonesia Deputy Chancellor for Human Resources and Assets, Dedi Priyadi, hopes that these efforts will be a step to invest in the future of students, faculty, and the global community. Durham University has a number of multidisciplinary research institutes, one of which is the Institute of Hazard Risk and Resilience, which focuses on disaster risk, including disasters due to climate change. Director of Durham University's International Office, Charlie Pybus, said that his party carried out several studies related to Indonesia, including how to deal with floods in Java, especially in Jakarta, and about volcanoes. Durham University and the University of Indonesia plan to develop research collaboration on climate change modeling technology. That was news from across Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin an event on November 4, 1921, when Japanese Prime Minister Hara Takashi was assassinated. On November 4, 1921, Prime Minister of Japan, who served from 1918 to 1921, Hara Takashi, was murdered. While taking a train to Kyoto for a party conference, Prime Minister Hara Takashi was stabbed to death by Nakaoka Konichi, a right-wing train attendant in Tokyo Station. One of Nakaoka's motives for killing Hara was his belief that Hara was corrupt. Nakaoka was also influenced by his superiors, who were Hara's vocal opponents. Nakaoka was initially sentenced to death, but he was later sentenced to life in prison, but was released 13 years after committing the murder. Moving on to November 4, 2008, when Barack Obama elected as the 44th President of the United States. Barack Hussein Obama is an American politician who served as the 44th President of the United States after winning the United States election on November 4, 2008. Paired with Joe Biden, Obama was promoted by the Democratic Party. Obama won the election with 365 electoral votes, or 173 votes his rival John McCain. Barack Obama became the first African American to hold the office of President of the United States. Obama was inaugurated as president on January 20, 2009. We end today in history with November 4, 2010, when Aero-Caribbean Flight 883 crashed in Cuba. Aero-Caribbean Flight 883 is a scheduled international flight from Port-au-Prince, Haiti to Havana, Cuba, via Santiago de Cuba. On November 4, 2010, Aero-Caribbean ATR-72212 crashed in Sancti Spiritus Province, Cuba. The crash killed all 61 passengers and 7 crew members. This accident is one of the deadliest accidents in the history of ATR-72 aircraft and one of the deadliest accidents in Cuba. That was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia. Thank you.
segala luka. Dan ingatlah hal indah akan datang. Ku biarkan kau pergi hari ini.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is entitled Facing Changes in Global Trade, Indonesia Explores Potential Export Markets. Indonesian Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan said that Indonesia needs to look at the potential for new markets in non-traditional countries. This is important to do because currently there has been a fundamental change in the global trade map. Speaking at the 2023 Ministry of Defense Symposium, Global Geopolitics and Geostrategies and Their Influence on Indonesia in 2023 in Jakarta Thursday, he explained that shift in the economic status of various countries due to economic growth and slowdown were also visible. As a result, there have been fundamental policy changes, market expansion and deepening innovation, as well as adjustment at the business level. He added, for this reason, Indonesia needs to look at the potential of new markets in non-traditional countries. Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan explained that a shift in economic status had occurred in the African region. Previously, the African region was an underdeveloped region, but now the African economy is growing. Zulkifli Hasan also said that currently the market potential in non-traditional countries is very promising to be explored further. Looking at Indonesia's trade with partner countries, the trade surplus from non-traditional countries is currently able to compete with traditional countries. Quoting a press release from the Ministry of Trade, the Central Statistics Agency in 2022 noted that there were 10 countries contributing to Indonesia's trade surplus. The United States contributed the largest with $16.56 billion. However, the Ministry of Trade saw that this value was starting to be overtaken by Indonesia's trade surplus with India, amounting to $14.03 billion. This achievement succeeded in placing India as a trading partner country, contributed to Indonesia's second largest surplus. Minister Zulkifli Hasan further explained that in terms of Indonesia's market share with various regions in the world, trade with European Union region, which has been going on for a long time, is recorded to only create a market share of 6.27% in 2022. This market share is far below Indonesia's market share to the Association of Southeast Nations, or ASEAN, amounting to 21.04%, and the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership area amounting to 62.42%. For this reason, it is important to look for opportunities in new potential markets such as South Asia, Africa, and Central Asia, and the Middle East, which are very promising for Indonesia. To improve trade performance with non-traditional countries, Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan expressed the need to complete trade agreements. These agreements will provide more benefits for Indonesia and partner countries, especially Indonesian business actors in exploring markets in export destination countries. That was my Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. VOI listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Papua, which has a lot of interesting marine tourism spots. One of them is a beach tour on Harlem Beach, which is located in the village of Tablanusu, DP Pre District, Jayapura Regency, Papua Province. Harlem Beach is the prettiest one in Jayapura, Indonesia. Harlem Beach is a long stretch of white sand and green hills as the backdrop of the beach. With clear water, visitors can see the colorful corals from the surface of the water. This beach is perfect for those of you who like diving. Coral reefs, sea fish, and other marine life can be found when you snorkel. The waves of this beach are not too big because the beach is a bay area. There are many coconut and sago trees that grow on the beach, making the atmosphere very shady, accompanied by a slow breeze. At Harlem Beach, visitors can also enjoy tourism activities, such as sunbathing, fishing, and even playing beach volleyball. Harlem Beach also has a freshwater pool, which is about 7 meters from the beach. The condition of this area is unique because a beach with salt sea water is directly adjacent to a freshwater pool. In fact, many tourists who visit this beach often rinse their bodies in this freshwater pool after being satisfied to play in the sea. In this pool, where the water is very clear, there are also several types of fish. The local people say the pool was formed naturally hundreds of years ago. Harlem Beach has great charm, especially at sunset. The breezy wind will be the perfect companion when enjoying the sunset. The situation on Harlem Beach, which is very quiet and calm, actually makes it attractive for tourists. For those of you who want to travel to Harlem Beach, you must first go to a pier in Papua, known as DP Pre, which is about 48 kilometers from Jayapura City. After you reach the pier, you can then continue your journey to get to Harlem Beach location by using a boat with a maximum capacity of 10 people. For the cost of the round-trip crossing, you have to pay from 300,000 to 400,000 rupiah, or from 20 to 27 US dollar. For those of you who are looking for peace and quietness, Harlem Beach is the right choice for your holiday destination. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
What you mean? could just sing it back to you.
It's easy.
But honey, I choose to be okay again today. Too loud, oh, doesn't mean you have to style your doubts. Well, baby, I tell you, we're all sad and lonely, longing for a home to rest out. And maybe the only place called home, it's inside.
Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia. VOA listeners, today's Miss Eleni informs you about Indonesia Comic Con 2023. Indonesia Comic Con 2023 exhibition is back to great pop culture fans in Indonesia. After the success of the first event in June 2023, this time, the Indonesian creative economy event Comic Con X DigiCon returns at the Jakarta Convention Center on November 4 to the 5th, 2023. The activity, which has young fans, is supported by the Indonesian Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy. Indonesia Comic Con X DigiCon is enlivened by the appearance of cosplayers who resemble various characters. Characters from comics, anime, and games. In addition, Indonesia Comic Con X DigiCon is even more interesting with the portfolio of reviews from experts. The works that are reviewed are divided into several categories, namely sketch artists, line artists, colorists, and storyboard sketches that are reviewed by MKC Studio. Then the categories concept artists, 2D animation artists, 3D animation artists, 3D modeling artists, lighting and compositing artists, VFX artists, technical director, and game programmer are reviewed by the Brandeville Academy. Comic fans are also presented with a review portfolio with MNC Colonies. Some comic genres that are much sought after are horror, thriller, action-adventure, slice of life, comedy, romance, and Islamic comics. In fact, for the animation category, we can input the preview directly by Tawakal Animation. As the biggest pop culture event in Indonesia, Indonesia Comic Con X DigiCon also holds the Digi Award, which is given to creative industry players in the Indonesian game and e-sport development subsector. Comic and e-sport fans can also take part in voting on several curated 2023 Digi Award nominations. Listener, the series of Comic-Con events that always get the greatest interest from visitors is the grand final of the cosplay competition. This competition is intended for cosplayers and creators who want to become cosplay idols. This competition will take winners from four different categories, such as General Champion, Top Followers, Top Vote, and Top Supporter. Besides, this national creative economy event also features guest star to further enliven Indonesia Comic Con X DigiCon 2023. Well, listener, that was Miss Eleni from Voice of Indonesia.
Suasana teruntuk kau yang saat ini.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOA listener, today's Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Keroncong Kemayoran by Witteke van Dort and Guus Beker. Witteke van Dort and Guus Beker are Dutch artists who were born in Surabaya, East Java on May 16, 1943 and really love Indonesia. Both of them once performed the song Keroncong Kemayoran on the Late Late Lien show, a national television program broadcast in the Netherlands. The song composer Keroncong Kemayoran is unknown, but it has been popular since the birth of the Tugu Keroncong musicians around 1922 and was also popularized by the versatile Betawi native Jakarta legendary artist Benyamin Sueb. The song has been modified and sung with different lyrics, but it remains in the standard form of a rhyme with the same melody. The song tells a story of life, from small problems to unexpected disasters. However, there will always be a way so that various life stories can be passed. With its cheerful melody, this song also conveys a message that the listeners should always feel happy. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Witteke van Dort and Guus Beker, Keroncong Kemayoran. Enjoy!
Laju-laju perahu laju,
jiwa manis indung disayang,
indung, 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 indung sayang. Lajunya ada senyum manis ke Surabaya. Waduku,
hey.
Buahlah duren,
hey.
Sayalah tunggu,
hey.
Dari kemarin. Ya lupa kain dan lupa baju,
jiwa manis indung disayang,
indung, 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 indung sayang. Janganlah lupa senyum manis pada saya. Fleet machine,
hey.
Kapal udara,
hey.
Bangun mendusin, dengar suara.
Jiwa manis indung disayang,
indung, 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 indung sayang. En anjelir, schat, senyum manis is een mooie plant. Door regen,
hey.
Worden kleren nat,
hey.
Wees niet verlegen, jij bent toch mijn schat. Zinschap, mijn hart die verlangt.
Jiwa manis indung disayang,
indung, 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 indung sayang. Een lekker feestje, o mijn liefling, op mijn zachte wang. Auto Fiat,
hey.
Mobiel tambangan,
hey.
Boleh dilihat,
hey, hey.
Diambil jangan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Mana kalah mentari tua lelah.
Well, listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.